I call out to Mum on her way past my bedroom. She stops. Hmm? My mouth is suddenly dry. Hank and Jonathan, they're more than housemates, aren't they? She drags her feet as she approaches. She tells me to shove over and I do. She sits up against the headboard. It's delicate, she says eventually. The school has policies and if they were more than housemates, it would cause difficulties. I tilt my head back at her. Would they fire him? She lowers her chin into her chest. Her gaze wavers as she finds the right phrasing. There'd be pressure. The school would never own the decision, though. They'd blame square parents. And you've known a while? She laughs. Hun, I knew when I hired him. Her eyes meet mine. Your mum's a sharp cookie. Not much gets past her. I feel like the subject's changed. She's looking at me and she knows. No, she can't. My chest tightens. I've been careful, but I was careful and Todd noticed me. She knows. She knows. And the panic melts. There's relief. I can kick the door down and let the light in. No more hiding, no more retreating to the shadows, only standing in the sun. Only. Everything will be scrutinized. There'll be difficulties. And what of them? I'll have Mum. I want what Hank and Jonathan have, but not exactly that. I want a partner, not a housemate. And this is my chance. I go to speak, and Mum speaks first. As much as I can't wait for you to bring a girl home so I have an excuse to entertain, playing host exhausts me. I exhale. Oh. She pecks the side of my forehead. I need to go to sleep. She pushes off the bed and on her way out, I say her name. She turns. I hesitate. Good night, I add. Swim squads always light the morning of a meet. If anybody's going to lose it by an arm's length tonight, there's no amount of morning prep that will change it. We're here because we always are, devout believers in the back and forth. Dive, break the water, shit, it's freezing, tumble, turn, swim back, find a rhythm, tumble, tumble, back, forth, back, forth. Back. Mum pushes off the bed and on her way out, I say her name. Forth. She barely turns before I blurt it. It's not poetic or careful, just the truth. I'm gay. Her gaze softens, like it wounds her. No, that isn't right. Back. Mum pushes off the bed and on her way out, I say her name. Forth. She turns. I take a breath and on the exhale, I tell her what I've owed her. She smiles like she already knows. She invites Todd over for lunch on Sunday. She squeezes my hand on the table, not under it. He takes me to the movies, and he kisses me before they dim the lights. Someone mutters, poofs. I tumble. Back. He takes me to the movies and kisses me before they dim the lights. Forth. No one says a word. He comes to a swim meet. I introduce him to the team. They turn away from me in the showers. I'm the gay one now. I don't want them to look at me and see a rainbow, but is it any better that they look at me and see a lie? I go back and forth.